man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back.
Because you can't
on the air,
folks.
You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on Thursday, August 3rd, 2017. And just 2 days, 2 days until my little five-year-old boy's sixth birthday, which will be Saturday. And just picked up some helium balloons for him. We have another great 24 hours in the saga of the Trump era, the Trump Phenomenon. That's the name of this show, sponsored by the American Freedom Party. My sidekicks, Paul Fromm and George on the East Coast, are with us. George, welcome.
Good to be here, James.
And Paul Fromm up in Canada. Hi, Paul.
I'm telling you, every day brings a new adventure and so on. One of my outspoken fellow candidates when I ran for mayor back in 2014 has just been charged under Canada's notorious hate law. He was like kind of an interesting guy, and what he's charged by our Muslim attorney general, a Pakistani Muslim, for having made some nasty comments about Muslims. He didn't want special privileges for Muslims in our public schools, special prayer rooms, and he did. And he opposed an anti-Islamophobia bill proposed by another Pakistani Muslim member of parliament, Iqra Khalid, who actually has some connections with some pretty radical types. Anyway, pretty much as we predicted right from the beginning, once you embrace diversity, it's a code word for suppression of white people. And this is going to be another battle, but I've called the enemy out in the open. It's Muslim persecuting a white man for criticizing Muslims. Because, coming from Pakistan, they just don't get it. You know, if you're a Christian or a Hindu, your sorry butt's in big trouble.
Yes. And Paul, the parallel history that's going on in your country of Canada, right next to ours, two countries could not is very illuminating. Two countries could not be more alike, folks, than Canada and the United States in our people, our history, our heritage, our traditions. You couldn't get two more closely matched nations. And look at what's going on in Paul's country. Did not have the great good fortune of a Donald Trump appearing from out of the clouds in 2016. And instead, Paul's country is on a trajectory that, Paul, you're on a trajectory like the one we were on under Obama, and for which we were scheduled to be under Hillary Clinton. So it's interesting. It's interesting to see, Paul, that in other words, we're seeing unfold right before us, you know, stories like this one you bring today where, you know, someone is facing jail for simply having an opinion and being a white man. And then we get to have these amazing stories about the breakthroughs that Trump is bringing us. But it could have gone the other way. Your country could have produced the Donald Trump, and we could be living under the Hillary Clinton. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, it's, much as I want it my own country want the best. We had to make a choice, it's more important for the world that America be saved, because if America is saved, then we will, one may have a better chance to ride along on your coattails. If Canada saved itself and the politically correct demonocracy continue in Washington, they might. The influence is far greater on the world. So I'm so glad about the Trump phenomenon. Every day we see more little uprisings by Canadians encouraged, emboldened by Donald Trump.
Yes, and folks, it couldn't get any more exciting than to be an American alive right now. Just as Paul pointed out, America is really going to be the linchpin of the future history of the white race. If we make it here, if we pull out of the nosedive here in America, we will bring with us on our coattails, so to speak, in our jet stream, we will pull our fellow countries like Canada and Australia and our European cousins. So you couldn't live in a more crucial moment. You couldn't live in a more strategic place than we're in right now. And your moral responsibility, folks, to do as best you can could not be greater. It's an amazing time that we live in. Well, we interrupted our show yesterday on the two high points that arrived yesterday. One is a merit-based system, the Justice Department seeking merit-based admissions to our colleges, revolutionary. And then Donald Trump with his RAISE Act, seeking merit-based immigration and greatly reduced immigration. Let's go to, this is Donald Trump announcing that RAISE Act yesterday. He's at the podium in the Roosevelt Room, the Theodore Roosevelt Room of the White House, and he's with Georgia Senator David Perdue and Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton. Here is Senator Perdue ending just as Donald Trump is about to take the microphone again.
And letting it be a sweeping change for America. Thank you. I just want to state that, as you probably have noticed, the stock market hit an all-time record high today, over 22,000. We've picked up substantially now more than $4 trillion in net worth in terms of our country, our stocks, our companies. We have a growth rate, a GDP, which has been much higher than, as you know, anybody anticipated, except maybe us. But then it's going to go higher, too. We're doing a job. And you're going to see jobs are pouring back into the country. Factories and plants are coming back into the country. We're going to start making product in America again. And that's happening all over. As I mentioned yesterday, Foxconn is going to spend $10 billion in Wisconsin and other places. And I think the $10 billion is going to end up being $30 billion. They make the iPhones for Apple and others, and it is a truly incredible company. So we have a lot of things happening that are really great. But again, today, the stock market hit the highest level that it has ever been, and our country is doing very well. I just want to thank you all. Tom and David are going to be outside. They're going to speak to you at length about what we're going to do with respect to this aspect of immigration. I think it's going to be very, very important. The biggest in 50 years, biggest change in 50 years. Thank you all very much. Thanks, Tom.
Very important there, what the president said. The biggest change in 50 years. And let's see, 50 years takes us back, Paul, to the Immigration Act amendments of 1965, which is when the slide into the toilet of history began, when the Emanuel Seller and Ted Kennedy amendments to the Immigration Act went through in 1965. Let's see, that would be 35 plus 17. Yes, indeed, that's 50 years ago. That's what Donald Trump's talking about, is reversing. Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
So that was a catastrophic, organized attack. It occurred in Canada the same year, in the United States, and then the next year in Australia, to remove our traditional solid immigration policies that try to maintain the ethnic balance, to preserve the dominance of the European founding settler people in all three countries. That went out in 1965. And as Kevin McDonald shows in his book, The Culture of Critique, this was done not because of popular demand, but because of the machinations of the behind-the-scenes Jewish lobby in all three countries. And this is the first time where I think we can see the glimmer of beginning to reverse it. Now, we're not there yet, but at least I see kind of on the right track, and that's good news.
Yes, and the scale of it, folks, when Donald Trump and other commentators have mentioned, this is one of the biggest changes in our history. Donald Trump uses the number 50 years there. It was 52 years ago that this destruction of our very sound immigration policy. We had a great immigration policy that was inaugurated in 1920 with the Quota Act, written by Madison Grant, who is my 10th cousin, I believe, if I remember right. And he wrote that for the president. He then wrote further changes for the Immigration Act of 1924, signed by President Calvin Coolidge. And that policy stood and was enforced from 1920 until 1965, a 45-year stretch in which the white population of America, as a percentage, increased. Yes, increased. And that's what a good immigration policy can do for you. There was no inevitability whatsoever that great birth rates, the higher birth rates of other populations, or poverty, or catastrophe in non-white nations would somehow lead to an inevitable influx of non-Europeans to America. From 1920 to 1965, there were plenty of catastrophes, plenty of birth rate, and the white population in America increased as a percentage. So with sound immigration policy, We can, in fact, preserve our nations. Paul, in the lifetime of your parents and of ourselves, you and I in 1965 were 17 years old. We were already, pretty much aware as adults in 1965 when the immigration policy was fatally changed by the Senate and the House. We'll get to a little bit more of that in a bit, but let me announce for those of you who don't have the phone number, you can join in the festivities here over our these new initiatives by Donald Trump at 800-313-9443. Let me just pull up my window here and to check to see when callers arrive here on the board at 800-313-9443. And then if the just as an aside to the engineer, let me say I promised I was going to go back to my original sound system for the engineer, and I did not do that for you. I apologize. I'll endeavor to have that done for tomorrow. But this sound system apparently will do for the moment. Let's listen now to a little more of Donald Trump now at that same session in the Roosevelt Room explaining this greatest change in American immigration policy in half a century. And let us also add, of course, that the immigration policy is the most important policy. So here it is, biggest change in half a century in the most important policy.
But it will restore the sacred bonds of trust between America and its citizens. This legislation demonstrates our compassion for struggling American families who deserve an immigration system that puts their needs first and that puts America first. Finally, the reforms in the RAISE Act will help ensure that newcomers to our wonderful country will be assimilated, will succeed, and will achieve the American dream. I'd like now to invite Senator Cotton and Senator Perdue to say a few words. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr.
Now, this is Senator Tom Cotton coming up. And Ann Coulter has remarked he is the senator that she likes the most in the Senate, Tom Cotton. Also, be it noted that Sarah Huckabee Sanders worked for Tom Cotton.
Mr. President, I'm very excited to be here with Senator Perdue and President Trump to be introducing the new version of the RAISE Act. Our legal immigration system should accomplish two main goals. One, it should help American workers get a decent pay raise and have a higher standard of living. And two, it should help promote economic growth, make America more competitive in the world. Our current system simply doesn't do that. It's over a half century old. It is an obsolete disaster, and it's time for it to change. So first, we bring over a million immigrants into this country a year. That's like adding the population of Montana every single year, adding the population of Arkansas every 3 years. The vast majority of those immigrants come here not because of their English language abilities or their job skills or their job offer or their educational attainment. In fact, only one in 15 out of a million new immigrants come here because of their job skills and their ability to succeed in this economy. That means it puts great downward pressure on people who work with their hands and work on their feet. Now, for some people, they may think that that's a symbol of America's virtue and generosity. I think it's a symbol that we're not committed to working class Americans.
Wow.
And we need to change that. Second, we also lose out on the very best talent coming to our country, the most ultra high-skilled immigrants who can come here and bring their entrepreneurial spirit and their innovative capabilities and make a higher wage, create new jobs for other Americans and new immigrants, speak English, and contribute to our economy and stand on their own two feet and pay taxes and not receive welfare and not drive down wages for working class Americans. The RAISE Act will change all of that by reorienting our green card system towards people who can speak English, who have high degrees of educational attainment, who have a job offer that pays more than a typical job in their local economy, who are going to create a new business, or are outstanding in their field around the world. And I'm excited, and I look forward to working with Senator Perdue and President Trump to pass this legislation through the Congress and make this kind of very fundamental, sweeping change for the first time in over 50 years to our immigration system. Thank you.
There you go, folks. And, you know, Paul, this is a complete reversal of the whole, what would you say, the moral framework of our immigration. Up to now, for this half century, we have gotten accustomed, the left wing has gotten us accustomed to the idea that immigration is some sort of moral duty that we have to real losers, people who are immediately going to go on welfare when they get here, and that we need to hang our heads in shame as we recite Emma Lazarus's poem about the downtrodden of the earth. This is a complete reversal where, and notice they've, President Trump, he has to push this through the House and the Senate, so he has to take the high moral ground, shaming at least some of the senators who could have opposed this into a supporting it. He's taken the high moral ground by, and Senator Cotton just said it, we're showing that we care about our workers, which we haven't done with our previous policy, which basically was to hell with American workers.
Exactly. This is so important. It's setting out the new morality.
Yes, it's a whole new moral code, folks.
It is.
We got a break coming up here. Chance to get in a phone call. We'll see you after the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right.
We're back, folks. And here on the Trump phenomenon, George or Paul, correct me if I'm wrong. I think Donald Trump is speaking live in West Virginia right now.
Well, I don't know.
I think he is. Here's the audio right here. And he's talking about immigration. Listen up. This is live right now in West Virginia to a huge crowd.
That is why I will repeat again tonight that Congress must do its job, keep its promise, live up to its word, and repeal and replace Obamacare.
Okay, this is live right now. I'm going to get some better audio, that microphone. But this is a rally that appears to be going on right now in West Virginia. Any callers out there that are watching this right now, Donald Trump is so fast on his feet, no one can keep up with him. Let me just see here. Let me find another one. Let me find another link to this, and maybe I'll get some better audio. Let's see if I can't find a better one. Let me just backtrack a little bit here. But I think the president's live right now to a huge, this looks like a huge crowd in West Virginia. Let's see here. Let me find
James, it says Democratic Governor of West Virginia Jim Justice announced that he is switching to the Republican Party today at Donald Trump's rally.
Wow. Oh,
Wow.
That today, I tell you, as West Virginians, I can't help you anymore being a Democrat. So tomorrow, I will be changing my registration to Republican.
Unbelievable. That's fantastic.
Yes, this it is.
I guess we won't hear that about that on CNN. They won't be able to slip even 30 seconds to put that in 59 minutes and 45 seconds blasting Donald Trump as usual.
Yes.
Well, I'm reading that on ABC News. Sure. So they scoop CNN.
Well, now here, folks, here it is. Here it is. This is not live. It is today. And here it is. Here's Donald Trump in West Virginia. Let's hope this audio is better. Here he goes. Here's our president. They've got to play a little bit of music here. He comes up to this microphone. Let's see how he introduces this. This is a bombshell. Let's see how this master of political drama introduces this. Here he is today. Crowd is going wild. They're screaming.
I am thrilled to be back in the very, very beautiful state of West Virginia. And I am proud to stand before you and celebrate the hardworking people who are the absolute backbone of America. Thank you. I love the people of this state. I love your grit, your spirit, and I love our coal miners, and they're coming back strong. I made you a promise during the campaign. You all remember, many of you were here. I actually think we have more people here tonight with thousands outside than we had during the campaign, if you can believe it. And as you've seen, I've kept that promise. As president, we are putting our coal miners back to work.
Okay, now. Let me, there's so much going on here. Let me do this. I'll pause President Trump there. I'm going to go to another YouTube, and this says it's Jim Justice. Let's see if we can get him. And George, this is the governor announcing that he's switching parties?
That's a fact. The governor of West Virginia is switching parties.
Wow.
From Democrat to Republican.
Oh, my gosh. Here it goes. Let's listen in.
We have a very, very large announcement. Do you understand? Large.
Okay, here it comes right after this break. Stay tuned, folks. We got it.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
We just cut right through the music here. This is huge. Here it goes. And I improved the audio a little bit during the break here. I changed the setting. It's much better sound. You're going to be able to hear our president. Oh, this is fun. This is what we've been waiting for. Here it is. Donald Trump at a huge rally in West Virginia today. Everybody screaming their lungs out, waving their arms in the air.
Announcement is, we have a very, very large announcement. You understand? Large. So I would like to invite my good friend and your governor, Jim Justice, up to the stage to share this news with all of you. Jim, come on up. Come on up, Jim. Look at this guy.
I don't believe it.
Jim is going to say a few words, and these words have not been spoken by a major political figure, meaning governor or senator, in our country for a long time. Thank you.
Oh, here it comes. Good looking man, white hair. Big man, even bigger than Trump.
First of all, what an incredible honor, and thank you for coming, and thank our great president for being here. to tell you a couple stories real quick. I've been to the Oval Office twice in the last 2 or 3 weeks. I've been there to present an idea on coal and an idea on manufacturing. I've had the great opportunity to be with our president. Now, let me tell you just this. I have to be really serious with you just a moment. I have to tell you that the last session of our legislature, I tried with all my soul. Now, I can tell you, if you'll just give me just a moment, this man and myself are not politicians. We ran to get something done. We ran and gave up part of our lives. We ran because we want nothing. We ran as our founding fathers did years and years ago to serve. Now, I will promise you to my soul that no one loves West Virginia more than I. And in the last session, I would tell you that there was some greatness passed with our roads and so on, but there was way too much pain. Now listen to me and listen really good. We hurt a lot of people. We hurt our vets and our teachers and our disabled and our weak, and we walked away from the old. Now I can promise you just this. I came to only get something done. Let me just say this to you as bluntly as I can say it. West Virginia, at the altar, when we had it done, like it or not like it, but the Democrats walked away from me. Now, today I will tell you with lots of prayers and lots of thinking, today I'll tell you as West Virginians, I can't help you anymore being a Democrat governor.
Oh! Oh! The crowd is going wild.
So tomorrow, I will be changing my registration to Republican. Tell you it's time to run another play. I would also tell you this, and pay please close attention to this. My mom and dad were staunch lovers of Ronald Reagan, staunch Republicans. My mom and dad are no question in my mind in heaven right now, and they're both saying the same thing, but my mom is saying it more profoundly. And that is, she's saying, Jimmy, it's about damn time you came to your senses. Now, let me go one step further and say just this. What in the world is wrong with us as peoples? Have we not heard enough about the Russians?
Oh, that was the end of that clip right there.
Does anybody know what that announcement is?
Okay, there. That was it. That was Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia very dramatically announcing that tomorrow morning he will be a Republican governor of West Virginia.
This is huge.
Good for him.
It is. And, of course, what Donald Trump, of course, it's not, well, this just knocks the whole left-wing news caterwauling into a cocked hat. This is the story. This will be all over the front pages tomorrow. This changes the momentum. It also it puts it out there, Paul and George, for America's Democrats. I think you were talking about this, George. Get some of these Democrats to vote Republican. For instance, Heidi Heitkamp is our senator here in North Dakota. This is a solid Trump state. This state is populated by white Republicans. This puts a tremendous pressure on Heidi Heitkamp to start voting with Donald Trump, or do even better, change your party registration, Heidi Heitkamp. And wow, it's you know, and as Donald Trump said when he introduced Governor Jim Justice, this kind of party changing, Paul, has not occurred since the big wave of party switches that occurred in the Deep South.
That's right.
James, we got to kind of be careful what we wish for with Heidi. But my feeling is the other side is a lot more vulnerable than they want to put up. I mean, they really are reeling. Donald Trump won the election, and no one thought that was going to happen. And, yeah, there's a whole lot of momentum. And, I don't know, 90, 100, how many hundreds of millions of American whites have been waiting forever, our entire lifetimes. Now we got it. That's a lot of momentum. And just the fact that I personally would be delighted to see the Democratic Party completely squashed, eliminated,
and maybe replaced
by something else. Not, you know, I wasn't thinking that way 20 years ago, but I sure am now.
Yeah, and of course, I stand corrected, George. You're right. We don't want Heidi Head. We don't want her in the Republican Party. Jim Justice, who, by the way, I just got a note from George. He's 6 feet, 6 foot, 7 inches tall. I love the moral tone, the emotion of what he said, that the Democratic Party had left him, and that his mother in heaven was saying, it's about time, Jimmy. This is just beautiful. And speaking of beautiful people, Rhonda in Missouri, I think, is on the line. Rhonda, are you there?
Hey, I'm James, and I heard your show on Saturday. You should run against Heidi Heitkamp. Is it Heitkamp?
Heidi Heitkamp. Yeah, I might run.
Yes.
That's true. I might file, as a member of the American Freedom Party, I might file in the race for 2018 for Heidi Heitkamp's Senate seat. Go ahead. Go ahead, Rhonda.
And you should, but let's have a heart for the underdog, James. Okay? You are talking to somebody in Canada right now. And I know, you know, he loves his country too, and Paul, you know, I'm with you on that one. I heard a story earlier on RBN where a guy was sitting there in his house. I don't know where it was, somewhere in Canada, where a guy was just sitting there, and all of a sudden he got ambushed by, I don't know, two or three people came into his house, and he tried to defend himself. And he got charged with tying his shoelaces. I'll just put it that way. I mean, it was ridiculous, all the charges he had. It wasn't his gun, but he was charged with being in possession of a gun he didn't own. Well, yeah, you took it from the assaulter, you know, the people that were assaulting you. Of course you didn't own the gun. You were trying to defend yourself. But what the heck is going on there in Canada, Paul? I mean, can't you defend your, you know, the domicile law that is around, like, I mean, I don't know how many countries have it. I know Texas is very, very heavily, you know, protect your domicile. If somebody comes into your house and you shoot them and they're dead, you were sitting there watching TV and you're not convicted because they came into your space. Am I wrong?
No, we're not that liberated. It would have to be only reasonable force, whatever that is. And the state here is very jealous of having a monopoly on force. Not that they protect us very much, but they're very negative about the right to defend yourself.
Oh my gosh, Paul. All right, either James or George has to sponsor you to get your butt to the Americas.
I think you're a really good advocate, Paul.
What?
Yeah, Paul is really the champion of free speech and secure borders in Canada. He is the man in Canada.
I know he is the man. I've watched videos, James, on Paul, but you know, if this doesn't change, I mean, isn't that ridiculous? So if you're sitting there watching TV with a friend or a spouse or whatever, somebody comes in and you're sitting there in the middle of Toronto, Canada, or I don't know where it happened,
Rhonda, what's going to change it is this. The United States, Paul correctly pointed this out earlier, the United States is so much the dominant white nation on earth that when we get our stuff together, and I'm going to share this with you, just a little of this, that it will inevitably overwhelm people like Justin Trudeau and the other crazies like Angela Merkel. They will be swept aside by the Donald Trump tide. Now listen to this. Trump, this is how Breitbart reports it today. Trump scorches the D.C. establishment. We don't need advice in his West Virginia rally. We don't need advice from the Washington swamp. Here it is. President Trump gave a full-throated populist speech at a packed rally in West Virginia today, where he took aim at both Republican and Democratic lawmakers for their failures on everything from foreign policy to trade to the inability to scrap Obamacare. Quote, "We don't need advice from the Washington swamp," he said to the electric crowd in Huntington, West Virginia. "We need to drain the swamp." Trump's rally marks part of a broader tour of the Rust Belt, where he has reengaged with the vital constituency that helped him to his win in November. Trump won the state by 42 points in November. And it showed.
Well, you know, crowds, James, you know what,
listen,
James?
Listen to this, Rhonda. Yes. Listen, Rhonda, we're going to run out of time. Crowds lined up hours ahead of the rally to fill the venue and gave Trump a rock star reception. He used the rally to tout his successes in office, including an all-time high on the stock market, a low unemployment rate, and his decision to pull the U.S. out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Paris Climate Agreement. He also pushed a plan unveiled yesterday to cut legal immigration in half.
Good.
And repeated his promise to build the wall on the southern border. The rally was reminiscent of his signature speeches during the campaign, peppered with boisterous rhetoric and greeted by a crowd that already knew the lyrics, "Drain the swamp, lock her up, and build the wall."
And you know what, James, though, is that I sit here and I listen to your show, and I know you got a break coming up, but I sit here and I listen to your show, and I kind of, you know, it's all very exciting for us in the United States, but it's kind of like, you know, you got to remember your little cohort there in Canada, you know.
We console every night, we console Paul, and we give him.
He needs consoling because he's got a lot to deal with his, how does he put it, the trust fund kid prime minister.
Yes.
He's got a lot to console with. But, Paul, you are on my mind right now, and I wanted to call in and just tell you I'm thinking about you. I'm praying for you. And I love Canada. I love visiting there. And I kind of sit here, though, James, and I sit here and I think it's almost like we're sitting here in the United States and we're bragging. And Paul is, unfortunately, he's living in Canada. And he's got to listen to our good fortune while he's living with the trust fund kid in Canada.
We're always here for Paul. Now, let me finish. We're just going to have just enough time to round out what the president did in West Virginia. We can't even begin to cover this man. He's a freight train. He says, Trump could not resist taking a shot at the Democrats, specifically by mocking the Russia controversy and tapping into the anti-Hillary Clinton rhetoric that was so popular on the campaign trail, calling the controversy surrounding alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election, an excuse for the greatest loss in the history of American politics. He suggested the investigation should instead be focusing on his failed Democratic rival. And folks, get this. Robert Mueller convened a grand jury in Washington, D.C. today. What the hell? What the prosecutors should be looking at are Hillary Clinton's 33,000 deleted emails, and they should be looking at the paid Russian speeches. And he goes
Sarah
on and on.
Huckabee the Sanders crowd says it all day long. Can you hold me over?
Okay. Yes, yes. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're concluding the show here in just a few minutes. A great 24 hours to celebrate. The greatest part of it, Donald Trump's incredible appearance in West Virginia, in Huntington, West Virginia. The switch by Jim Justice, 6'7", governor, by the way, a billionaire governor, I believe, of West Virginia to the Republican Party starting tomorrow. Rhonda, with my apologies, I just want to cover a couple more things here before we run out of time. And there are great things occurring. Over at Breitbart, Breitbart appears to have gone to war against H.R. McMaster. This is a story you want to follow, folks. One of the things they released today, I mean, and there's so many good things going on over at Breitbart, but they released, let me see if I can find this story at Breitbart. H.R. McMaster promised Susan Rice, that's Obama's national security advisor, promised Susan Rice she could keep her security clearance in a secret letter. And here's a copy of the secret letter. I don't know where they got it, but Breitbart's put it online. And here it is, signed by Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, giving Susan Rice top secret security clearance after she's out of office. And the and he didn't clear it with Donald Trump. Susan Rice is the criminal who engaged in the unmasking of Trump officials and Trump staff. Susan Rice belongs behind bars, and she is in bed with H.R. McMaster, and Breitbart is pointing it out. They don't like H.R. McMaster, and here's what Breitbart's doing. For all of you worried out there about deep state plants making their way into the Trump administration, there are people out there like Breitbart who have the tools to defend us against these people. So it's a beautiful drama that's going on the pages of Breitbart, where the good guys are being defended and the rats and snakes that make their way anywhere into the proximity of Donald Trump are being exposed. That's about all I can say on it because we're going to run out of time, George and Paul, as we say goodnight.
I'm waiting for that magic day when he finally fires Mueller and maybe his boss. It's coming.
Yes. Well, another great day. Paul, how are you able to keep up with this?
Oh, yes. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, every day I'm just left breathless. There's so much happening.
And just in this show, didn't we just find out from George partway through that there was going to be this big announcement? And, I mean, things are happening so fast. It's like in hockey, the line is changing on the go. I mean, things are moving fast.
Yeah, they are moving fast, folks. And it's all good. Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. We'll be back again tomorrow night with whatever. What's going to happen in the next 24 hours? Find out tomorrow night. See you then.
Don't stop believing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.